This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
We are in week 3 of the 2025 World Youth Symphony summer season at Interlochen Arts Camp. The performances have been over the top, absolutely spectacular. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and joining me in Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A is the conductor of this Sunday's performance, Matthias Pinscher. Welcome, Matthias.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, the briefest of backgrounds is that Matthias Pinscher, a native of Germany, has numerous conducting and composing credits, has been on the composition faculty of the Juilliard School since 2014, and is a knight, having been awarded Knight of the Order of the Arts and Letters by the French government.
Oh la la.
Yes. And Matthias Pinscher is currently the music director of the Kansas City Symphony. I have had the pleasure of watching you conduct numerous times in Kansas City, but this is your first time conducting the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Is this your first visit to Interlochen and Northern Michigan in general?
It absolutely is not. Can I just dive right in and reveal a connection, actually a very deeply rooted connection that I have to this campus, because my entire partner's family went to Interlochen, our, you know, former campus and alumni, including his sister. And my niece is currently on campus in the musical theater program. Mom went here, and we actually have a house, a cabin on the other side of Green Lake. So we can basically hear every concert happening at Kresge Auditorium.
Oh,
from
goodness.
Our cabin. So this is not a new place for me. I've never performed here. I was never conducting, but it is some sort of like a very emotional homecoming, and also some prime time for family fest that's happening in parallel alongside my conducting activities on campus here this week.
Well, it's a natural transition then. And I'm so glad that this year we have you at the podium. You've just come from your first rehearsal. What are your impressions so far?
The kids are just glowing from inside. It's just, there's so much inspiration and some, you know, some pride. I mean, it's a very, very serious working atmosphere. So they really want to make it happen. And it was fantastic that we could instantly start talking about the music itself.
This week's program is so colorful. We have a breezy spring morning. We have opium-induced hallucinations. We have a romantic encounter, and we have a terrifying nightmare. But it's all family-friendly.
And an execution.
Oh, and an execution, of course.
A public execution.
Yes, the most family-friendly kind available. Well, both pieces on the program contain moments of alertness and also dreamlike states. Starting with Lily Boulanger's energetic and youthful Of a Spring Morning. What do you love most about this piece, and what opportunities do you think it'll give these young performers?
It is an unbelievably mature score for the 23 years old or 24 years old she was when she conceived that beautiful overture. Yeah, like a little pasticcio. Gorgeous music, of course, breathes the spirit of Debussy's music. And she sadly passed at the age of 25. And I mean, just imagine what would have come from her if she would have lived longer. She was the sister of the grand Nadia Boulanger, one of the absolute key figures in French music, as one of the strongest educators in the country. And the piece that we're performing this weekend is also dedicated to her sister. So it's heartbreaking and devastating. I mean, it's so beautifully textured. Just the sheer sense of orchestration is really astonishing. There's a great sense of maturity in it. The craft is fully in place. Like how she organizes the divisis and the strings is just really, really well done. The music has a very fluid, beautiful generosity. Of course, very focused on color. It's truly French music. Very moving. It's very beautiful. And for 23 years old, that's just mind-blowing. It's a very beautiful piece.
So Of a Spring Morning has a companion piece. It's titled Of a Sad Evening. But instead of using that, you're going about 10 shades darker with Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique.
Mm-hmm. put the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz on the program because it's such a complex work. Every movement is very different from each other, and it is a piece on the verge towards modernism. So we're abandoning this very, very charged, colorful romanticism towards some very odd sonorities, and I think this is just a lot of fun to explore. I mean, there's just so much storytelling happening. He's probably one of the most extravagant, extraordinary personalities in music history. He must have had some obsession with heroes of all kind. His viola concerto is also about another hero, so I guess he wanted to be a hero. He would probably be a character nowadays of a Marvel comic or something with this, the crazy hair. Being emotionally unhinged and really pouring these extreme emotional conditions into the score. So it's a little bit like Beethoven. So the energy goes straight to the paper. There's no filter. It's so fresh, it's so alive. And it doesn't need much convincing to set an orchestra on fire walking through this exotic garden that he has planted for us in this score. The inspirational level is just stunning, and what I'm talking about to the fellows here a lot is to really develop more awareness of what's happening around them. That every single member of this 80-head count orchestra is crucial. You have to feel and notice what is going on around you, not only organizing a score, but to find the right sonic images that, you know, refer to your personal direct sounding environment you're sitting in. So this is what we're talking about, is to take individual responsibility to become a strong asset that is functioning in context with other players together. That's the beautiful thing that we are able to do here on campus.
Symphonie Fantastique is theatrical, but it's also very personal in its storytelling. Through its movements, it tells the story of an artist's self-destructive passion for a beautiful woman. What are your favorite parts of each of those scenes?
I look at so many of these extravagant musical moments in the score, but there's also very hauntingly lush, gorgeous moments in that slow movement with the offstage oboe answering the English horn, and when it transitions into silence and then there's only the rumbling, the storm remaining being played on stage. And he's using clusters, I mean pitches that do not really fit together at all. This is really modernism, and he gets an absolutely diabolic, you know, threatening sound. And I think this is one of the moments that I find really appealing. And then the last call of the English horn just is left unanswered. So the composer dares to even compose the void. And I think if we are moving towards silences in music, we are completing those emotional images. Any significant artwork allows the listener or the viewer or the reader to be really part of it and find out something about yourself.
On this program, is there one moment that you consistently look forward to?
There's so many fascinating moments in every single piece of music. I love those rumbling in the timpani at the very end of the slow movement, the third movement. It's a very significant moment that always gets me because it's just so odd and so different, and it really hasn't been done before in music history. So just only for that reason, it's definitely remarkable.
Is anyone going to play the Ophel Clyde?
No.
So an Ophel Clyde was an instrument that was first used in Symphonie Fantastique.
Correct.
It was a low brass instrument.
Yes.
Kind of like a serpent.
Like a serpent. I mean, now we play it on a tuba, but it's interesting and it's good to study all this and to know about it because it informs how we approach the score.
Interlaken is such a special place. This performance will be held outdoors among the trees and the lake. Do you find your interpretation of pacing shifts at all when you're at an outdoor venue like this?
Of course, the inspirational level of feeling the nature around you, also the sounds of nature. quiet of nature is definitely inspiring. On the other hand, you have to also be aware of the requirements of the acoustic situation. So we can't play the symphony exactly the way how we would play it in a closed concert hall. So sometimes the, you know, the bow strokes need to be a little longer. Some of the accents need to maybe a little shorter to really project the way that we want it to. So you adjust to the requirements of an outdoor space. And that's a beautiful thing to do as musicians. That keeps us on our toes in Kresge. And that's what we have started working on this morning.
What do you hope the musicians and the audience will take away from this experience?
To feel the grace of the inspiration that we're producing on stage. That's an image of hope.
Matthias Pinscher, it's so good to see you again. And thank you so much for your time today. I really look forward to the concert.
And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone on Sunday at Kresge. What a joy, what a treat.
Matthias Pinscher will conduct the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in concert Sunday, July 13th at 7:30 p.m. in Kresge Auditorium on the Interlaken campus. On the program are Lily Boulanger's Of a Spring Morning and Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Classical IPR will broadcast that performance live. The webcast will be streamed as well at interlaken.org/webcasts. For those attending who require mobility assistance, a drop-off and shuttle service is now available for classical concerts held in Kresge Auditorium. I'm Christy L'Esperance. This has been Studio A from Interlaken Public Radio.
Studio A is a production of Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.